We'll kick off our post-race press conferences with our third-place finisher, Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Ground Toyota. Denny, you were strong all night long, but there was some reports that you needed to adjust with some tire strategy. Did that affect your race at all?
Well, yeah, we came in from damage with the 48. We had to use one extra set of tires, so we were a little bit worried about our tire allotment. We were short on tires, which is hard to believe in the Cup Series. But we were worried about being short on tires, so we had to stay out one time when we really didn't want to, and then that set us back, and we lost some stage points. And but overall, we kind of battled back to where I think we should have been.
We'll now open it up to media for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand, and we'll bring you a microphone. Please state your name and affiliation. Start with Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport. Denny, we've kind of seen this two of the last 3 years now, Truex a couple years ago and Kyle tonight. When you have a night where one car is as dominant as Kyle was tonight, is there really anything you can do behind the wheel as he's just getting further in the distance? Anything more you can try at that point?
Not really. I think we maximized what we had in our car. It was being driven as fast as it could go. That number one pit stall, you know, kind of saved them a few times. We had such fast pit stops with our team. There's one time we came out right beside him, and I really wanted control of that restart, and it looked like they said 18 over 11. So he must have just barely beat me out of the pits, and that would have maybe gave him some dirty air to see could he pass. He really hadn't had to pass anyone all day, but you know, their car looked exceptional from my standpoint. They were about a half a tenth faster for the first 15 laps of a run, and that just was that's just too much to overcome in the long run, and we didn't have a good enough car in the long run to really run them back down anyway. So they just were a tiny bit faster, so we just got to look at the data and figure out where we need to gain that speed. Obviously, when we download and figure all that out, we'll come back here with a little better package.
Stan Creekmore in the back.
Stan Creekmore with Outside the Box. Denny, do you think we would have seen a totally different event if NASCAR would have kept the restrictor plates on your cars?
Yeah, for sure.
And how different do you feel it would have been?
Well, I thought it would probably look a lot like it would have, last week. Cars bunched up and things like that. So we're not going to be running this oval until next year, I guess. So, I don't know. The Roval, I think, was meant to kind of save the racetrack and things like that. But I'm a bit of a skeptic, and hopefully we put on a good race, but I'm a skeptic right now.
We're now joined in the media center by our second place finisher, Martin Truex Jr., driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota. Martin, you know firsthand what it's like to dominate here. We were just talking about that a moment ago. Tell us what it's like to be Kyle in this situation.
It's the best position to be in. I mean, I think everybody out there wants to be there. So, those guys did an awesome job all night, obviously, with qualifying on the pole and perfect pit stops. I don't think they ever lost the lead any time except for green flag stops when it was cycling around. So they did an incredible job, had a really fast car. And, for us, I felt like I felt early on like we were, probably second best to him, and then screwed up on pit road. And then we had two pit road penalties in a row. So it was tough to come from the back, but, it was one of those nights where we just fought till the end and felt like we had a second-place car to Kyle. So I think that last run we were catching him a bit there, but, he's probably just managing his lead and taking care of his tires. So we were just off a little bit tonight, but definitely gaining on it, and hopefully we can get some more wins here pretty soon.
Go to Pete.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. For both Denny and Martin, we're halfway through the regular season now. with a 13th race. Do you feel like do you like the position you're in, and do you like how you'll be able to attack maybe coming down the stretch before we get to the playoffs?
I don't like. I mean, could be worse, I guess. But yeah, we're third or fourth best every week. You know, that's frustrating, but it could be 35 spots worse. So we just need, you know, 200 or 300 to lap. It seems like that's kind of what I'm off. And, you know, I just can't get the speed out of the car. Us is handling a certain way, and it's just a razor's edge for us. You know, we're either really good or we're just, you know, average at best. So we need to get a little bit better. I think, you know, 78, the 4, and the 18 are all a little bit faster than us, and we're just kind of right there next in line.
Yeah, I feel okay with where we're at. Obviously, you know, we had a tough few weeks there, a few weeks back, like 4 straight bad races, which was tough, and so it was hard to see exactly where we stacked up. And you know, now we've had a couple top fives in a row, but I hadn't had that winning speed, so we're still off a little bit. You know, I think the 4 was really fast tonight until he had his tire issue. So, you know, not sure if some of the speed had caused the tire issue, or it was just one of those fluke things, but he was definitely really fast before that. And obviously, the 18 hit it really good tonight, and they've had a strong season. So I feel like, you know, we're in decent shape. You know, still learning a little bit about the rules this year, the new splitter deal. The last 4 weeks, I feel like, has hurt us some, and, you know, definitely made it more difficult to pass and come through traffic. So tonight was, you know, definitely a difficult test because of that. But, you know, I thought we were somewhat as fast as Kyle, maybe on the short runs, just not the long runs. So we're not too far off. We just need to keep digging.
We'll go in the back, and then we'll come up front to Hakeem.
Christian Coley, the Motorsports News Source. This question is for both of you. There at the end, we noticed with the green flag pit stops that the tires were very important, that you were able to just take down cars in front of you. Do you feel like if the caution had came out there at the end, do you feel like both of you would have had to come down and take tires?
Absolutely.
Come up front to Hakeem.
Hakeem Bailum, Independent Tribune. You mentioned the Forest tire issues earlier. Given the fact that he started all the way at the back and then was able to make that big run all the way up to the top 5, how different of a race do you think it would have been if he would have been able to complete?
Like stay up front. Well, you know, I had my opportunities. I started second like 5 times or something like that, and we just didn't have the speed that the 18 did. You know, he would get up clear of us off of turn 2 and set sail, and he was running kind of right where I would want to run. And I mean, there was one time off pit road, he must have beat me by 2 inches. And that was a crucial moment that I felt like, man, we need to control this restart and kind of put him in a different spot versus being out front. But I don't know. I don't know if we would have gained speed by being out front, most likely. You know, they just had, you know, from what I could see, an exceptional car that was a little better than us. So I don't think that we could have done anything. Maybe Martin could have.
We'll go to Daniel.
Dale McFadden with NBC Sports. Have one for each of you. Denny, despite the result, was this like your best, like your cleanest race so far this year?
What do you mean?
Oh, just error-free.
Me and the 48 got were tangled and had to go to the back for that. But no, I did not have any speeding penalties, so it was all good. I knew it was important. I mean, this race has got pays more points. You can't have those mistakes on pit road. So if you want to maximize the points day, you can't really have those penalties. And so I erred on the low side going down pit road. I was very aware of it today, but you know. We haven't had any in over a month now. So,
and Martin, how uncharacteristic of a day was this for you on pit road, especially you guys had some pit gun issues?
I thought it was a solid day overall. Got caught speeding once in one segment. I can't wait to see the time. It couldn't have been much, but I just hit some of those bumps a little bit wrong and got going a little too fast and tapped the brake just a split second too late. So. I typically don't get a lot of speeding penalties, so Cole won't ride my butt too hard this week about it. And, you know, aside from that, the pit gun deal, it was just one of those freak things. You know, it switched, it's reversed on him when he was hitting the fifth lug nut, and he had to manually switch it back, I guess, so it lost him some time. And then the uncontrolled tire deal. So just one of those nights, but they cleaned it up well and did a good job after that and was solid, you know, most every other stop. So that's all you can ask for. I mean, people make mistakes.
All right, we'll come up here to Mike.
Mike Massey, frontstretch.com. I don't know if anyone's asked you this yet or not because I just got in here a minute ago, but which racing package do you like better, tonight or
tonight.
Last week? Tonight?
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Denny?
No comment.
All right, and we'll wrap up here.
Anything but
no, David. No. David Rogers, Blown Rock News. For Martin.
Yeah.
For Martin, you slid into second place, I think, with about 70 laps to go. By the end of the race, you'd cut your deficit in half. Would you like to have another 70 laps?
I don't know. Maybe with a yellow, yes. I don't know if it went green. I don't know. You know, I mean, I think we, like I said earlier, I think we were definitely catching him. Seemed like every time we'd pit under green, we were faster for 20 laps. I don't know if that's him taking care of his tires because he had such a big lead. Because at the end of the long runs, he was faster. So, I mean, if it had went green, there's no telling. I mean, he may have just maintained that gap. I really have no idea, to be honest. So, at the end of the day, we ran second. He kicked everybody's tail. So, that's just the way it goes. And, you know, that's how it is.
All right. Thank you guys both for your time tonight.
Thanks.
Congrats on your finishes. Yeah.